That's genetic coding, a pre-imposed Bronchitic letters for entry port, and lynine, L-Y-N-N-I-N-E, Webb, W-E-B-B. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 8/13/25, Mrs. Webb performed pre-imposed bronchodilators spirometry period. Prior to the initial bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, due to improved effort, there was a normalization of the forced vital capacity. Otherwise, no significant change period compared to a prior study dated 5/14/25. There's been some improvement period in paragraph impression. Minimal restriction without change and improved effort after bronchodilators. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Joel Clary. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 8/13/25, Mr. Clary performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 96% period. The patient achieved 368 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 94% period. No paragraph impression. Mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry report on Marjorie Sparks. This goes to Dr. Bill Cook. On 8/13/25, Mrs. Sparks performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal and there was a minimal degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/7/25, there's been no significant change period, no paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Eugene Ruffner, R-U-F-F-N-E-R. This goes to the VA. On 8/13/25, Mr. Ruffner performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 97% period. The patient achieved 260 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 96% period. No paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. And compared to a prior study dated 2/18/25, there's been deterioration. Next is a pre- and post- bronchodilator spirometry on Leah Reed. This goes to Dr. Strickland on 8/13/25. Mrs. Reed performed pre- and post- bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/20/25, there's been no significant change period, no paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post- bronchodilator spirometry on Terry Carpenter. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 8/13/25, Mrs. Carpenter performed pre- and post- bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 12/5/24. There's been no significant change period. No paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post- bronchodilator spirometry on Brenda Allen, and this goes to Dr. Strickland. On 8/13/25, Mrs. Allen performed pre- and post- bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a severe degree of airway obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. The paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre- and post- bronchodilator spirometry on Lisa Mack. This goes to Corrine Edick, E-D-I-C-K, comma, P-A. On 8/13/25, Mrs. Mack performed pre- and post- bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity. Compared to a prior study dated 4/13/25, there's been significant improvement period. New paragraph impression. Compared Current study is normal and improved compared to prior study. Thank you.